And for the second straight year, the California Vulcans come into the playoffs the third seed in Super Region 1. And joining me to talk about the Vulcans from the Observer Reporter in Pennsylvania, it is the Vulcans beat writer Joe Toscano. And Joe, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
First off, Joe, another solid season for the Vulcans, finishing 9-1 and have been in the top 10 in both D2 football polls all season. And what has really impressed me is their defense, top 5 in a handful of categories, including 4th in scoring defense, giving up just around 13 points per contest. Just give us a brief overview of this season and some of the players that have made this season a good one for the Vulcans.
Well, you know, this has been a very odd season for them because at the very beginning of the year, back in the spring, they lost their offensive coordinator who passed away from the natural causes. And they hired former Pitt coach Walt Harris. People who follow Western Pennsylvania football probably remember him, you know, before Wanstead came aboard. And they changed the entire offense. And then over the summer, their top tailback, Wendell Brown, was severely injured in an automobile accident, and that left a hole at running back, and it was really the only hole they had to fill. And Lamont Smith came in from Pittsburgh Central Catholic High School and has just been a great find for them. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards. Everybody thought that the Vulcans would be the team to beat in the division, and Mercyhurst ended up being the surprise team. They made a quarterback change midseason and won the game 3 weeks ago by 10 points, and that gave them the spot in the state game. And Cal, interestingly, actually, Cal had kind of an easier path to the playoffs because of that loss, because the week that Bloomsburg was playing Mercyhurst in the state game, Cal drew Cheney, which was 1-9 at the time, and so you knew that Cal was only going to have one loss. So they kind of had an easier path. But there's no question that the defense has been really, really strong, and what's made that more impressive is that they've had a lot of injuries along their front line. They've had to use 6 or 7 defensive linemen throughout the season. They're starting to get a little bit more healthy, but their linebackers, Eric Harris, is probably the best linebacker out of the bunch. They've been very good at stopping the run, and their secondary, which is led by Rontez Miles, has just been fantastic this year. Offense, you knew there wasn't going to be any problem because you had Josh Portis coming back, and he had originally been recruited by Florida and had a stop at Maryland before he ended up at Cal, and he's been really, really strong in Walt Harris's new offense. He knows when to throw and when to run. He came here with a running reputation, but he's really developed into a really strong passer. And with his maturity and Lamont Smith's production at tailback, you know, everything has just fallen into place for them.
Now, the Vulcans draw Bloomsburg in the first round, who is the last team besides the Vulcans to win Super Region 1. They're coming off a 9-2 season. What worries Coach John Luckhart about the Huskies?
Well, they've played, I believe, 5 times in the last 4 seasons, and this team is as close to what Cal is as far as their philosophy and their talent. I mean, they rely on really good, aggressive defense, and they like to run the ball on offense, but throw in situations that catch you off guard. And they've just had some hellacious battles over the past few years. And in 2008, the game was a 3-point win for Cal, but the quarterback from Bloomsburg was on his way to a touchdown run near the end of the game that was going to win it for him when he got hit by a linebacker, knocked unconscious, and fumbled the ball away at the goal line, and Cal managed to recover it. I mean, those are the kind of games they've been playing. They've been hard-hitting and rough physical football, and I think we're going to see the same thing on Saturday.
Now, outside of Bloomsburg, who do you see as the Vulcans' toughest potential opponent in the region?
I know the team they want to play. I think they want to get another shot at Mercyhurst. When they went up there, they lost by 10. They didn't play their best game, and if they do win, they would travel to Erie again to play Mercyhurst. And it was one of those games where Mercyhurst was one of the newer members of the conference, and they had struggled a little bit, you know, in their first couple seasons. But they've accumulated some really good talent, a strong defense, and I think it caught Cal by surprise. They didn't play particularly well, so I think that they would love to have another shot at playing Mercyhurst and avenging that loss if possible.
Now, Northwest is the epitome of consistency in D2 football, but California has to be close. They have been in the semifinals the last 4 seasons. They're going to try to make it a 5th as they are the number 3 seed in Super Region 1. And joining me to talk about them, Joe Toscano, the Vulcans beat writer from the Observer Reporter in Pennsylvania. And Joe, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.